Hey there, man. This is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. This video is about a guy who asks pestering questions, and I'm qualified to talk about that because I used to be the pestering question guy. I have a PhD in asking pestering questions. A client recently told me that at the end of a 7-day challenge, his wife became more affectionate, more complimentary, and more relaxed when he stopped this one thing. So his challenge was to, for 7 straight days, consistently do not ask any questions, except for maybe where are my socks or something like that. But no questions. No, where did you go? Who are you talking to? Why did you say that? No questions like, why can't you be more affectionate? What's the matter with you? What did I do wrong? I know I've talked about this before, but I wanted to talk about the power of consistency, the power of taking a challenge, in this case, a 7-day challenge to stop pestering questions. I remember doing this. When I look back and think about myself doing the pestering question thing, I can think now about the things that bugged me. There was a woodpecker trying to knock a hole in a steel gutter the other morning. It just kept going. It was pestering and pissed me off. Then a barking dog who just won't stop chasing things off the deck and running away and barking. Makes me crazy. It's a pestering kind of annoying behavior. So when men do this, when men come from a place of insecurity, and they start asking questions of the women in their lives, questions that indicate that they're not comfortable with themselves, that he's not comfortable with what's going on, and he's feeling insecure, and he's feeling doubtful. It's very clear to her that he's not comfortable with himself. He's not liking himself too much. In fact, whenever you find yourself pestering with questions, you know darn well you'd rather not be doing it, but you just can't stop. And it feels horrible. You feel creepy and you feel bad and you feel like you just wish you could shut up, but you can't. I know the feeling. But I'll tell you what, 7 days of consistency, the power of consistency, if you could just take that one habit, there are dozens more that we can talk about, but just this one habit of becoming calmer, more relaxed, less curious, less inquisitive, and just chill out. What he told me was that she became more relaxed, more affectionate, and more complimentary, more so in the whole last year. These are the kind of results you get when you make very small but very consistent changes. Oh, check it out. There's a mountain lion. There's a mountain lion in the picture. Sorry about that. This is my cat, Toast. Coyote almost got her, which means she was almost toast. Anyway, that's my tip for today. I would love to have a conversation with you about this. I'd love to have a discovery call. And if you're nearby, you can come up here like some guys do, and we'll sit here at the picnic table and have a beer, and we'll talk about your challenges. We'll talk about you getting the results you want in your life and your relationship, and how to start feeling better in your own skin. Thanks for watching. Have a great day. Bye-bye.